Okay, we're on Mentes on the base, bottom. The Mishnah says that the same way that they would fill up the water on Erev, on what's it called, Chol, they did the same thing on Shabbos, except on Erev Shabbos, when it fell, the Nisuch HaMayim was on Shabbos, they'd fill up a golden barrel of water from Erev Shabbos. And the barrel was not Kaddish. Zemura says, "V'amai naisim mekudeshes." Why not bring it in a klisharis? Omar Zeiri, "Kesover ein shir lamayim, the klisharis mekachim shlomidas." This Tana holds that there's no shir lamala for the water, even though shlosha lugim is or a lug machlokas tanoim is the minimum shir, but there's no maximum shir. So you can put as much as you want, and all of it becomes Kodesh. And the Klisharis Mekadesh Lomidas. And therefore, if you put the water in, even if it was more than the amount, that's the minimum amount, it would become Kodesh, even Shlomidas. And once it became Kodesh, overnight it became Pasul, because of Lina. Anything that becomes Kodesh becomes Pasul if it's left overnight. So therefore, they couldn't bring it in the Klisharis, because the water become pasul. However, if the halacha would be that the water needs shear, that you can't have more than three, then if you put extra in, it wouldn't become kodesh, because that's not the amount that's proper. And or if you held the klisharis or only mekadesh midas, also you could put it in and you wouldn't have das to be mekadesh it. It'd also be okay. But since we hold both of these, there's no shear. Therefore, as much water as you can put in will become Kodesh, and it becomes Kodesh, even Shalomidas. Therefore, what's it called? They couldn't use a Klisharis. Rashi. V'amai naisi mekudeshes, the kosolka daitach, ein hakli mekachin, kedushas haguf, lifsubalina, elem kein daito shikachenu akli. Now the Gemara thinks that unless you have a das, that the water should become Kodesh, even though you put it in a Klisharis, it doesn't become Kodesh. And therefore, if it's not Kodesh, it doesn't become Pasul. Overnight, so you could be able to use it. What's it called? That's what Gemara thinks. Oh, im yesh ben yosim mikashir ein ruyim lekli vein akli mekachin. Or if there's a certain shear and you put in more than the shear, then it's not roy for that kli, because it's not roy to be what's it called nisuch hamayim, and therefore it doesn't become kodesh. Dein mekachin ala roy lohem kli sharis is only mekadesh that which is fit. This is not fit. It's too much. So the Gemara says, no, we hold both things. Ein shir lamayim, so it's fit for everything that you put in. Shafilu yosem ishlo shalugim ruin lenaseich. The lo pirsha bohem Torah shir. It doesn't say a shir. Hilkech ru'uyin lichlihen. Therefore, they're roy for klisharis. Now the only thing is a klisharis mekadesh shalomidas. This Tana holds, even shalomidas it's mekadesh. Ukli miyad mekadeshim. Dechsiv kol anogea bohem yikta. As soon as it goes into the kli, it's kadesh. Rashi is mashma. Even if you have kavana bedafka, it should be kaddish. It still becomes kaddish. It's automatic. Others hold that it's that one. If you had kavana bedafka not to mekaddish, it would help. But stam shalomidas, and we're afraid you'll put it in shalomidas and not have kavana not to be mekaddish, and it'll be possible lina. Okay. Gemara says the e. Maisi v'mekudeshes ifslu belina. If you bring it in a klisharis, then it's going to overnight. It's going to become pasul, so you wouldn't be able to menasech it on the mizbeach. Rashi v'maisi v'mekudeshes ifslu belina. Hoel v'kadshu kedushas haguf havilu kemori carbon. That looks like comes like a carbon, and a carbon that's left overnight is pasul. So the Tosa says the chora is another problem here. It's yotze. It's pasul b'yotze, because it's outside the mikdash. Anything that's kaddish in a klisharis is possible if you take it out of the azara. So Tosa says that's only where it started in the azara. But here, since it started outside the azara, that the klisharis is not mekadesh it to be possible biyotze like that. Okay. Since it's not the proper time, something that's niskadesh in its time, then yotze is possible even if you mekadesh it outside. But here, since it's not the proper time yet, in order for it to be possible be yotze, it has to be miskadish in the time that you could use it. Okay. Chizki Omar klisharis ein mekadshin al midas Ugzeira shamiyomru v'das niskadshu. Chizkiya says, no, you can't learn from here both things. It's enough that the Tana holds one of them. If the Tana would hold that klishores are not mekadesh, only midas. So you could not have das to mekadesh it, even though all, if you would have das, all the water would be mekodesh because there's no shear. Still, you would know there was a reason why not to put it into a klishores, because gzeira shemiyomru ladas niskadshu, because people would think that he put it in ladas. And now night passed over, it's not possible. So they think that lina is not, doesn't possible. So it's a gzeira. And people don't know what was in the person's mind. Okay. On the other hand, according to Chizkiya, if the halacha would be that klisharis is not mekadesh more than the shear, right? If there was a shear for the water, and the klisharis is not mekadesh more than the shear, then we wouldn't make a gzeira. Because people know how much water you put in or not. It's obvious you put in more water than the shear, that's why it's not niskadesh. Omre b'yanei omre b'zeira, afilu teima yesh shear l'mayim, uklisharis ein mekachel medas. B'zeira says no. Even if the Tana would hold that there's a certain amount, you can't put more than three lugim. Three lugim is the maximum shear also. Minimum and maximum. And therefore, if you put more in, it's not mekadesh. Even if you have das, it's not going to help. And even if you put in three lugim, but if you don't have das mekadesh, not going to mekadesh it, still there's a reason why you can't use a klisharis. Zerush shemiyomru lekiddush adayim v'raglayim alone. People will think that you didn't put it in for the sake of nisuch hamayim. Maybe you put it in for kiddush adayim v'raglayim, which doesn't have a shear. And they'll say that, and you did it with das. So people will learn from here that something that was in a klisharis doesn't become possible lina. Therefore, they made a gzera not to put it into a klisharis. Okay, and Reb Zera holds that both things. People don't know how much you put in. Maybe they'll think that you put it in for some other purpose. And they don't know if you had das or not, so they'll think that you had das, and you put it in to mekadesh it for a klishores, well, a kior, which, what's it called, kiddush adayim raglayim, which doesn't have a shear. And then they'll learn from here that lina is not doesn't possible. Chizki omar hod vadi matzis lemishma minad de ain shear lemayim. Chizkiya says you can learn from that this Tana would have to hold that there's no shear for the water, and what's it called? Therefore, any amount that you would put in would become kaddish. Because if it would be a shear and you put more than the shear, there would be no reason for making a gzeira. People would know you put in too much, and it's not makadish. Aval kiddush shelo midas lo shamina mina. But the fact that what's it called that it's makadish shelo midas, that we don't see from here. Could be that this Tana holds it's not Mekadesh Lomi Das. But people will think that you had Das. And still, it's not possible, Lina. The time of the Masnissan, the Lamaisa Mekudeshes, the man, the Chazi, Lulamacher, the Shakli, Lumitoch, Klishores, Sover Ladas, Yakachim, Cleanit, Nubo, Emeasmo. When people see you taking out of a Klishores what was in there overnight, they'll think that you put it in, Midas. And still, it's not possible. Kivin Dein Shir Lamayim, Kitchumakli. And since, what's it called, there's no shear, the kli is mekadesh, whatever you put in. The kochazi, the menaschi, lehu, and they see they use it. Shmami noim lina moelis b'nesachin. You see, that we learn from here that lina doesn't pass on nesachin. The nafkamina, churban, and a kilkul will come out for other things. People will say, you can put things in a klisharis, use it the next day, which is not true. Rabbiane omra, afilu tema yeshir lamayim, afilu hochi nofik mechubra. Gzera shemi yomra lekiddush adayim v'raglayim. The Kohen Gadol Milon, the Kitchum Bekli. The Kohen Gadol, right, washed his hands, lavdafka from the Kior, but from a separate Kli. Shein Mekachim Adam Raglaim, Eleba Maim Mekudoshim, Dumya the Kior, Shanim Shech Beshemin Amishcha, Mekadish is Meimel. The Kiddush Adam Raglaim for the Kohanim has to be from a Klisharis, just like the Kior was a Klisharis. Behem lekiddush adayim raglayim. Va'af kitun shel zov shoy osin lechvodosh lekohen gadol lekaddish imenu yodav ragel. The kohen gadol didn't wash from the regular kiyur. He washed from a separate kli. Had to be a kli shoris. Kiramin b'seder yoma beperik taref bekalfi mikudosh hoya. It was kli shoris. Va'asil lemeimer hocha lekiddush adayim raglayim ilu. People think you filled it up for kiddush adayim raglayim and it became kaddish, even though it was more than the shear for nisuch, and then you decided to use it for nisuch hamayim. The less lushiura shafilo havi kuflug in ruyim heim lekliv in iskatchu. The chichazi de menaschi lehu omar ein lina moelas minisachim. And when they see that you're using it, they'll say that lina doesn't passel what's it called? You can use something that was overnight for nisachim. Nishbechol nishgalsa. If the water got poured out, or it was left uncovered, so then you take water from the kiyor for nisachim. Moshe says, "Va'amai lever misanenes. Why don't you strain it? Right? What's the problem with uncovered liquids? We're afraid a snake left its venom inside. So why don't you strain it? Right? So Moshe says, Lemas nisim lo k'Rav Nechemya. Let's say the Mishnah is not like Rav Nechemya. And Rashi says that even if you could strain it, the psul would be, according to the Havamina, that what's it called, that it's chaser. It's not, it doesn't have the right amount of water. Right? There's something missing because the venom is taken out. Okay, but now the Gemara says, Lechara, that shouldn't be a problem. Why don't you strain it? And it'll be kosher. This is, let's say the Mishnah is not like Rav Nechemya, the Tanya, Misanenes Yesh Bo Mishum Gilui. Right? If you have water that went through a strainer, so the halacha is that it's still Asur Mishum Gilui. We're afraid that the venom went through the strainer. Om Rav Nechemya, Eimosai Bizman Shatachtona Megula. That's only if the bottom kli that the original water went through the strainer is what's it called, is open. And then we're afraid the snake drank from the bottom kli after the strainer. But if the bottom one is covered, so after the water went through the strainer, a snake can't get to it, then the only problem was that maybe the snake got to the top before it went through the strainer. If it went through the strainer already, there's no more poison. The eris of a nochash is like a sponge. It floats on top, sofa omid bimkomo, and it doesn't go through the strainer. So, Bukhara, why don't we just strain the water? And the Sfasema says, not a machlokas and metzias over here, whether the poison goes through the strainer or not. Everybody holds a poison doesn't go through the strainer. Thing is, once there was poison in the water could have absorbed the strength of the venom. It's still a sakana, even if it won't go through. But it imparted the poison into the water, so the water itself became a sakana. And Reb Nechemya holds no. It's only the venom that remains sakana. It doesn't impart anything into the water. Even if Reb Nechemya lahedit. When did Reb Nechemya say there's no sakana if you strain out the water? If you strain out the poison, it's not a sakana anymore. Avalagvoa miomer, but still mias. A water that had venom in it that you had to strain out is not a nice thing to use for the mizbeah. Doesn't Reb Nechemya also hold that you don't bring things on the Mizbeach that you wouldn't bring as a present to a Bosser V'dam? And something that had poison in it to begin with, even though you strained it out, is not something you bring as a present to a chosh of a person. So you don't bring on the Mizbeach either.
Wouldn't
it be considered
dichui?
What? Why dichui?
Because it was not roy.
What? Yes, it's a shayla. What does that mean? It's not roy. It's only not roy because sakana, right? Or because it would be chaser or whatever, right? Some say that the problem is that it's the Mishalmi says that the halacha is anything that you can't eat, it's aser, you can't bring on the mizbeach because of mimashke Yisrael. But here they say no. The only reason you can't eat it is a sakana. It's not because of iser. So that's does not include in the Mashke Yisro. Mashke Yisro means there's no Isser, Torah Isser on it. Not that it's Asr because of Sakana. So therefore there's no Dichui either. Right? If you can get rid of the poison, it's not a problem. Okay. It never was Pasul Min Hadin. It was just a practical kind of thing. Okay. The Amai Mai Megulim Psulim. Why is Mai Megulim Psulim? The Avrinu Misanenes, Kolayer, is a strainer. Misanenes, Misanen Bo Konditum. Right? You strain wine. Kamo Shosin Bale Chanuyo Shetoli Kamin Kvora. Uvo Avkas Rochel. The Yayin, the Tachteo Cleave, a Konditum Misanen Latocho. They have wine and all kinds of spices, and they strain it through the strainer. Yeshbo Mishum Givui, Iminichu Belo Shmira Kashir, Shias Givui, Amafurish Bakol Shochtim. The water is left uncovered long enough for a snake to come out from its hiding place on the kli, under the the handle and drink and go back. If it's left uncovered, even for that small amount of time, you're not allowed to drink it. Hatachton lekli hatachton, but the bottom one, if it's under the strainer and it's covered, is not a problem.